The Education Ministry is advising schools not to practice violent offender drills with their students because they might cause fear and anxiety. It also told them that teachers can't stop parents taking their children from classrooms during emergency lockdowns, but confirm they can take children to the toilet. The Ministry's published guidance and legal information that it's been developing since the Christchurch mosque murders in 2019 prompted a lockdown of the city's schools and early childhood centres. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The mass lockdown of classrooms in Christchurch last year was unprecedented and highlighted problems such as what to do about toileting and how to handle angry and sometimes violent parents wanting to collect their children locked down against a potential attack. Now the Ministry has published guidance on preparing for emergencies as well as responses to legal questions raised by the lockdown. Phil Holstein from the Canterbury West Coast Secondary Principals Association says a good number of parents turned up to collect their children during last year's lockdown.
Schools in their position weren't sure what to do in that because we were told that we were required to keep all our students on site and inside. So there was a tension. So now for us, it's far more clear now. We are able to do that, but in a controlled manner.
Shane Buckner from the Canterbury Primary Principals Association says schools have been asking for clear guidance on what they're allowed to do in such situations, but says letting parents collect children could be tricky.
It is somewhat surprising, especially if you put yourself back into that lockdown situation where they don't want mass groups around. So if you suddenly have a whole lot of people coming to a school, then you're actually creating a big crowd anyway.
Denise Torrey from Somerfield School says it's good to have the guidelines. She says toileting was a problem for many schools during the 2019 citywide lockdown.
We had children using buckets and plastic bags, which was probably more distressing than trying to get to the closest toilet. So I think the Ministry has listened to some of the comments made by whānau and schools around us and thought, what's actually sensible and what can we do safely?
But she doesn't agree that schools should not practice violent offender drills with their pupils. The guidance says it could cause undue fear and anxiety. Denise Torrey says her school does three drills every term for fire, earthquake and lockdown, and they're a good way to spot any flaws in its planning.
Because we do drills regularly, we find we don't have anxiety in our school. Our kids understand that these are important for their safety. We make a competition out of it. And they go like clockwork, but it is really to find out the anomalies of what could happen. And today we found one of those anomalies.
The Ministry's guidance says the best defence against attack is prevention. It says that includes an engaged community where people feel safe and are willing to seek help if they're worried about someone's behaviour or state of mind. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.